Welcome to Superheroes in Heels, the podcast where powerful women rise, lead, and own the room. I'm Kimberly Borgens, your host, fellow trailblazer, and unapologetic advocate for women in the world of business. With over 30 years of experience building success in a male-dominant industry, I'm here to empower you to do the same. Each week, you'll hear bold conversations with inspiring guests who embody strength, resilience, a little dash of sass, and a little bit of grace. Together, we'll challenge the status quo, break through barriers, unlock your confidence, and unleash your inner superhero. You ready? Let's go. Welcome to Superheroes in Heels, the podcast that fiercely empowers women to step into command presence, own their role, and lead like the strong, capable women that they are. I'm your host, Kimberly Borgens, and today I'm joined by a woman who's bringing great value in the realm of taking action and building community. And she's not afraid to share real talk about what it takes to be a successful woman in business. My guest today is Misty Cortez, and oh my goodness, this woman, her ability to bring out some things in you that you might not want to bring out. She will challenge you. She will have you step out of your comfort zone. Look, she is an author, speaker, entrepreneur, of course, community strategist, and the founder of the Community Launchpad. You know, with over three decades, you know, of business building expertise, look, Mrs. D has helped thousands of entrepreneurs, including this gal right here, right? You know, break free from the 9-to-5 grind. I will say she's one of my right-hand people. So, you know, amazing opportunity. So Misty, tell us, I just want to say welcome to the Superheroes in Heels podcast.
Oh, thank you for having me. And that was a sweet introduction. I appreciate that. I love working with people like you who are just like the mover and shakers in life. You know, it's, we feel like when we're, you know, when we're in business that everybody is wired like that. And that's not the truth, right?
It's not the same. Like we all have that different space. And we're all built a little bit different. All of my podcast guests have been saying that same thing. So we are built a little bit different. So it's finding the right people who are willing to work with us, right?
Yep, absolutely.
So Misty, tell us a little bit. I want to look at, here's what I know about Misty. Misty is a superhero in her own business, in her own right. She really works with, you know, getting into action, right? And implementing new things and new tools into your business. Because as we all know, with business, it's built on your own personal resilience. You will get knocked down. There's an old Chinese proverb. Or saying that we used to have in personal development, which is knock down 7 times, get up 8, right? And Misty's a great person to help you get back up and get back into action, you know, when you set back. So we're going to be talking about some of that today, right, Misty?
Absolutely.
So how about we get started, Misty, for you? Tell us a little bit about your journey. Like, how did you get to where you are today?
Yeah. So I'm not going to take you way back. I'm going to take you back just the last 6 months of my life, because I've made a huge shift, which is kind of going to lead us, I think, perfectly into the conversation we're going to have today. So I've spent the last 13 years as a marketing agency, helping entrepreneurs implement marketing strategies at work. And now, over the last couple of years, I've just been feeling like this unsettling. I don't know if it was menopause. I don't know if it was because I was turning 50. I don't know what the heck was going on, but emotionally, I was like a roller coaster. And I couldn't quite put my finger on it. And all of a sudden, last year, I turned 50 in December. And I remember going to bed one night, and I don't usually have anxiety attacks. And again, it could have been the menopause. I don't know. But went to bed that night. And I literally all night long, I tossed, I turned, I couldn't breathe. I was my mind was racing 100 miles an hour. Finally, I probably drifted off just for a couple hours. I woke up in the morning about 6:30. And I remember waking up and sitting up. And it was almost like I audibly heard God saying to me, he goes, "You're not starting over, you're changing lanes." And I still, every single time I say those words, I literally get goosebumps because it was so powerful to me. Because I was in a moment where I was like, I know I want to make a change, but I don't know quite how to do it. And I don't know where to go. And I feel like I'm too old to be starting over. And I had this record playing in my mind. I'm too old. There's no way I'm doing, you know, I'm going to start over again at 50. Especially because I already had a very successful agency. And I was able to retire my husband from it. Like, it totally changed our lives. And so I felt like a fool thinking about, like, should I be walking away from this? I mean, this is a crazy thought I'm having. And so fast forward to today, over the last 6 months, it hasn't even been quite 6 months yet. I am now helping aspiring entrepreneurs who are over the age of 40, who want to quit their job, who want to make more in a month than they currently do in a year by building a community-based business that gives them freedom, flexibility, and control. So that's kind of where I'm at today.
That's wonderful, Misty. I'm excited to hear more about all of that. I mean, new journeys, new lanes, new things. Like, those are very powerful when it comes to women in business, because, you know, I don't think people realize that when they start in a business that it has to evolve also.
Yes.
You know, businesses have to evolve. Where I started, you know, 33 years ago is not the same as where I am today either. So, you know, noticing that in our business and taking the time to understanding that evolvement and then making those shifts, I think, is a powerful place to come from, but you have to recognize it.
Absolutely. And
I like how you said that is like, no, you're not starting over. You're just shifting lanes.
Exactly.
You know, we hear so often from people, we have to stay in our own lane.
Yes.
But as a business entrepreneur, sometimes we have to go, we need to do a lane shift, right? There's a collision ahead. We got to move over.
Yeah. Or we're just feeling unsettled. You know, if someone's listening to this and they're like in a career or in a business that's successful that they once truly, truly enjoyed, but all of a sudden it doesn't bring them the same joy that it used to. I think that we need to open ourselves up to, you know, the possibilities that are out there for us. And for many of us, I mean, some of us may be starting over and there's nothing wrong with that. For me, I love what I do. I just didn't want to do it in the capacity I was doing it previously. And so when God spoke to me and said, you know, you're not starting over, you're taking all the skills, talents, abilities, knowledge, experiences that you've had, passions, and you're going to take that with you. We're just going to shift your lanes a little bit.
Exactly.
And that totally makes sense to me. I think there'll be a book on that one day, but we'll see.
We'll see. Yes, yes. So then tell me, Misty, because you have made these shifts, you've made adjustments, and you're still bringing all of your knowledge and skill set with you, right? Tell me about, like, what is it that you're doing now with your clients?
Yeah. So today I help aspiring entrepreneurs who are over the age of 40 build a community-based business. And that will allow them to have more freedom, have more flexibility, and have more control. I feel like I just recently posted this on social media. My husband and I just went on one of our dream vacations, which was to go to on a cruise. And we did some amazing things while we were on. I had an amazing time. And while I was there, I started looking around the ship. And I noticed that the majority of the people that were on the ship with us were at least 65 and older. And I'm Got probably it. Being generous with the age of 65. They were very mature individuals. Many of them had walkers and wheelchairs and all these different things. And I kept saying to my husband, it's such a shame that we spend all of our lives waiting to live it. And this is a perfect testament to that happening. And so I came back with a renewed sense of, this is exactly why I know my thing that I noticed was an affirmation or a reaffirming that I'm on the right track, because I want to help people who have years of experience, in whatever that they do, or maybe they have a passion or a skill set and they want to take that and go serve other people in a meaningful way through real connection. Mm-hmm. And so that's where the community aspect comes. And they don't have to wait to live their life. They can have that now.
Nice.
So that's what I'm doing. And I'm so excited about it.
So how does that show up? So you can utilize myself as an example. Is like, what does that look like for me as a business entrepreneur to build community?
Yeah, I think that, well, I mean, community can mean a lot of different things. It could be that you're leading the community with your knowledge, experience, and expertise, right? Mm-hmm. It can also be where maybe you have an interest. I always use barbecuing as an example. My husband and I bought a smoker several years ago, and I've been sharing this ever since we bought it. You know, I said, you know, when I bought my smoker, it would have been nice had they had somewhere that you could send people who wanted to learn how to use this tool, right? That shared recipes, shared the insights and tips and pro tips on doing all this stuff. Now, I know that there's a wealth of knowledge out there on YouTube and in social media and all that. But the thing is that the algorithm decides if I get to see it or not. If one of those individuals said, you know, instead of pushing out my content on social media, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go set up a community and I'm going to invite people who love to barbecue like I do on the weekends. I'm not an expert at barbecuing. I just like doing it and I want to learn from others. So what you can do is you can create a space for other people to join you. So you don't even necessarily have to be the expert. That's what's so exciting about this is that anybody can build a community. Anybody can build a business that gives them freedom, flexibility, and control. Even if you're not the expert, even if you're not the one leading. I think a lot of times when we think of building communities, we think I have to be the leader. I have to be the one everybody looks to and asks questions. And you don't. You actually don't. You just need to gather people who have a similar interest.
I love that because you don't always have to be the smartest person in the room. You can bring in other people and allow them to bring in their brilliance and learn from that as well.
Exactly. And it takes the pressure off you. So if someone's sitting at their desk going, man, I really wish I could be an entrepreneur, but I just don't, you know, I don't want to be in the limelight. I don't want to be the one leading everybody. If you like barbecue, there's an opportunity. Come on over. If you like, my husband has a Jeep and we love off-roading. That's another interest. I mean, set up a Jeep club. They already have kind of a club, but their own little thing. But, exactly. You know, there's nothing off limits in terms of what you can build a community around.
That's a great point. It doesn't have to be a business. It can just be, you could be working in a company and have a fun, I like to go fly kite community kind of thing, right?
Absolutely.
But you're building community with people and doing things that you love to do. And, you know, how important is that? Because look, we can be strong business women, right? Yeah. And we can like become workaholics. We could be, you know, talk about business 24/7, you know, kind of business women. Or we can say, look, I'm a businesswoman who also likes to travel. And I'm a businesswoman who also likes to, you know, sit back and have a barbecue on the weekend. And I'm a businesswoman who wants to go out and fly a kite every now and again. Or, you know, I like oddball books. You know, you could create whatever kind of community and still have a life outside of your business as well as building your business alongside it.
Yeah. And the shift that I made when I started really embracing this and started realizing what the potential was here is that community can be a business. Community Absolutely. Is the business. And for me, that's super exciting because it leaves behind the whole traditional approach to what business is. And I'll be honest, like I'm knee deep into the middle of changing my own mindset because I've spent so many years, I spent 3 decades building traditional businesses, you know, not only for myself, but in the last 13 years, helping other people do that as well. But this is a completely different ballgame. It's so much easier. It's so much more fun. And there's so much more opportunity. And I think that's what makes me so excited about it.
Yeah. And Misty, I want you to break this apart for a quick second because pardon me. There's a lot of people on this podcast that might be listening that are business people. And we're sitting here talking about the fun weekend community aspect of it. You can build a free community, right? That everybody just comes in and collaborates and has fun. And, or you can build a business community that people are paying for.
Yes. So right? You can actually
expand on that.
Yeah. So whether it's free, because the free community can be, it can be used as a marketing machine, if you will, where you get to offer free value, you know, bring people into your space, build the know, like, and trust factor with those individuals, and then use that when you built up enough of a relationship with them, use that as a marketing tool to introduce them to your other products and services. So there's lots of different ways to monetize even free communities. But also in a paid community, one of the monetization strategies I actually teach is having a paid community where you charge people to be part of that community. And that could be a different level up. But here's the thing. We'll go back to the barbecue example. If you love barbecuing, people who love to barbecue and want to learn from others, they will pay to get access to that community. So even if you charged $20 a month, $5 a month, it doesn't matter. You can monetize even passions and interests. They don't have to be business related in order to be able to monetize them. But if someone is listening and they currently have a business and they're like, I love what I'm hearing here. And I would love the idea of having some sort of a community about around my passion. You can make it an extension of your business. So it can be another way for you to make money as another added value to your current business model. Or you can say, you know, I want something just for myself. I'll tell you, there's probably a day you will see Misty's travel or something. I don't know what I'll call it, but it probably won't be that. But something about traveling, because that's something that I'm super passionate about. And I want to bring people into a community that love talking about travel, who can give tips and tricks and all that good stuff. So like, that is a business. That is its own model.
Absolutely. And, you know, and I want to say that, like, I remember a story about a gentleman who became a millionaire, and how he became a millionaire was because he put on Amazon pumpkin carving drawings that you stick to your pumpkin and you can cut out the carvings, right?
Yep.
And he made $1 million. This product was $1 on Amazon. Okay. Yep. It's $1 to get a copy of his pumpkin carving drawings, right?
Absolutely.
And he got $1 million sales, right? Well, he got more than that, but you know, he became a millionaire based off of $1 for this product.
Absolutely. Right?
So what you're saying here is it doesn't have to get hard. It can be simple. It can be inexpensive, right? But at the same time, it can still grow money for your business as well.
Yeah,
and I think that's huge and powerful to remember as well. I mean, I have my own memberships because of working with you, Misty. I have the Hive Hangout, which is my free one that I just like, everybody come in, let's play, and let's share our expertise. And then I also have the Hive Society, and the Hive Society is where I work with women on building business. And so I have two, right? I have both of those right now. And so you can have either one. And Misty, you know, I give full credit for, because she's the one who turned me on to this and allowed me to step into that. And so, you know, think about for you, if you just take a moment as a listener, you know, what could you create a community around?
Yes. Right?
And Misty, what might prevent people from creating these kinds of communities?
Yes, that's the great question. And that is the key, right? It boils down to one thing. I think we give it a lot of different names, but it's one singular thing that prevents us from doing anything that we want to do in life, whether it's creating a community, making a change in our life, taking that trip, whatever it is. And that one thing is fear.
Yeah.
Yeah. The fear of the unknown, the fear of looking foolish, the fear of what might happen, what might not happen, all of those things. But it comes disguised as a lot of different things.
Yeah. You know, I just talked about that in a previous podcast on, how fear is stopping us, right? Where we're letting fear stop us, and how to, step into the fear detox. But Fear shows up in so many different ways, Misty. A lot of times people don't recognize it as fear. Mm-hmm. And so what are some of the ways that you found that it gets recognized?
Yeah. So one of the first ones is procrastination.
Gosh, like,
yeah. Procrastination is our body, our mind trying to protect us from going into an area where we don't have all the answers necessarily. And so we procrastinate doing things because it gives us more time to let our emotions catch up with the direction that we want to head in.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't use the word procrastination very often for me. I'm not a very good procrastinator.
Me either.
Right. But at the same time, for me, I want all the deets. Like, yeah. Give me the details. Like, I need to know all the ins and outs. I want to know all the information before I get started. You know, and sometimes it's shown up for me as perfectionism. I call myself a recovering perfectionist because I want to know all the information. I want to have all the answers before I get started. Right. Nope. You know, I do know that about me. I know working with you, like it took a while for me to step into some of the things that you have challenged me to do and not out of procrastination. But was there a level of fear underneath it? Maybe. I haven't analyzed it. But for me, it's just a lot of times it's time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll use that as my way is like, I just don't have time for this. I don't have time to learn that technology. I don't have time to, you know, get all dressed up so that I could do videos. I don't have time to, like, I'm just busy, right? But at the same time, you know, they say busy is the new stupid, right? That's the new say, is that really we need to move from busy to being focused. Mm-hmm. And what is it that we want to create in our businesses? Would you agree to that?
Yes. I totally agree with perfectionism. I used to wear that at like a badge of honor, right? And I think a lot of us fall into that. But when we really sit down and really pick that apart, the perfectionism, the reason why we get stuck in perfectionism is because it allows us to live in our dreams and not face the reality of what may or may not happen. And I'll give a perfect example of this in my marketing agency. The implementation was the easy part. It was getting people to actually launch. That was the hard part. And that's where I started to begin to realize that people love building. People love creating ideas. People love being creative. People love the idea of marketing. But when it comes down to making the video and pressing publish or launching the email campaign that promotes their new program, product, or service, that's where they get stuck. And I began to realize as I unpacked this with literally thousands, I've worked with over 5,000 entrepreneurs over the last 13 years, that it all boiled down to one thing. They were fearful of what might happen or what might not happen. I keep saying that, but it's true because mm-hmm. they're fearful of, if I launch this, what if nobody joins? If I launch this, what if nobody buys? What if I press publish on this video? What if someone says something negative about me? What if I'm, you know, post on social media every single day, like they tell me I'm supposed to do, and I've heard a million times. And now my friends and family think I'm one of those people, those influencer people, you know, those are all the fears that hold us back. It's the fear of what other people think.
Yes, and I agree. The fear of rejection, the fear of what other people think, the fear of looking bad, the fear of, you know, looking like you're too successful, right? Because then that puts in that fear of rejection again. You know, it just becomes this fear cycle that happens. And so if you were to give a piece of advice that moving forward, how can people like shift out of that fear and be successful in their business or in creating a community, whichever that is, like what piece of advice would you give them?
So I have actually two pieces of advice.
Okay.
Because I think that people are wired a little bit differently. And these are tools that I've used for years. And I didn't even know I used them. One, my mother-in-law used to say to me all the time, you know, Misty, you have no fear. And I would just laugh it off. And I didn't even have a response to that because finally one day I got up the courage and I said to her, you know, she meant well by it, but people, you know, they see me and they see that I push myself to do things that right. a lot of people, you know, hold back
aren't
on.
Willing to do.
Yeah. Aren't willing to do. Yeah. And so I said to her, you know, I feel the fear just like everybody else. The difference is I do it anyways. So
right.
there are the type of people. So that's my first piece of advice is if you're the type of person that can just logically say to yourself, listen, you know, you need to be doing this, like feel the fear and do it anyways, then, and then go take action. Great. That's, you should do that. But then there are the people who are like, yeah, but, and we have all these things rolling around in our brain. And so the other tool set that I've acquired is I began to realize that if I give my, whenever I'm in a situation where I need to make a tough decision or I need to, you know, I'm thinking about a direction that I'm uncomfortable with, you know, and I know where that fear is coming in, then I give myself 15 minutes to sit back. It's almost like a meditative practice where I close my eyes and I allow my mind to run wild and down the deep, dark rabbit hole of ugliness where you're like, I would never even tell my husband what I'm thinking right now. The ugly, ugly, right?
Yeah.
And I allow myself to paint a picture or a storyline and create that storyline of, if you do this, Misty, if you close your agency and move in a completely different direction, changing lanes, what if you lose your house? What if your husband gets mad? What if he divorces you? What if all your kids stop talking to you? Like, I just allow it to get really ugly for 15 minutes, paint the picture, but also feel the feelings. What does it feel like? If that did happen, what would that feel like?
Right.
And when I allow myself to feel those emotions, what happens is 15 minutes later, I open my eyes and I realize a couple of things. One, that is not a reality. I am trying to bring the future to the present. By trying to make that a reality, which is where the fear is stemming from, because it is not a reality right now, today, nothing has changed. And, you know, it's just my mind's way, my ego's way of trying to protect me from harm, from mental harm. Right.
Yep.
And then the other thing is that, I realized that it wasn't that bad. I survived.
You survived.
I didn't die.
You're still alive.
So that's been my philosophy. And now this is something, I mean, we're going back 30 years plus. I have always told my kids, if you asked any one of my kids, like, what's your mom's biggest philosophy? And they're like, if you ain't dead, you can still do something about it. Like, if you're dead, it's done. We're over. Game over, right? But if you're alive, you can still do something about it. Because my son came to me one time just recently, and he's like, you know, I have these opportunities and careers, and I really just still don't know what I want to do. I said, go do one for 6 months, and then go do the next one for 6 months, and then go do the next one for 6 months. And he's like, won't that make me look like... I said, here's the problem. You're worried about what other people think. The people who support you the most, that love you the most, that believe in you the most... Yep. I want you to go try and experience things. I want you to go try figuring out what you really want to do with your life. But you're not going to be able to figure that out by thinking through it. You have to go experience it. You have to go do it. And so, you know, that's what I would urge everybody listening in to go do is, I don't care if you're 20, like my kid, and you want to try to experience something. I don't care if you're 50 and you've been doing something your entire life and everybody knows you for that. And you're like, but I'm done with it. I don't want to do this anymore. You can make the decision to do something new. And if fear is the thing that you're really being honest with yourself and you're saying, you know, I think that's the thing that's holding me back, then give yourself 15 minutes to paint the ugly picture of what it's all going to feel like and look like, and then go do it anyways.
Got it. Got it. Oh, how powerful is that? I hope you'll be able to take away something today on this episode on, you know, feel the fear, get through it, but know that you don't have to do it alone. You can build community. You can bring people in and closer to you so that it encourages you to step into that fear, you know, anyway. So I really appreciate everything that you brought, Misty. So, okay, some rapid fire questions.
Yes.
Okay, heels or sneakers?
Oh, sneakers.
Yeah.
100%. You'll never catch me in heels. Ever.
Ever. Okay. If you could have a superpower, what would it be and why?
If you could have any superpower. I think my superpower is action. That is my superpower, taking action. That's why I built an agency for implementing for other businesses, is because they weren't taking action. So I'm like, let me do it for you.
Let's get into action.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Favorite day of the week and why?
Oh, you know, I have this saying, every day's Friday. Every day's Friday when you love your life and you love what you're doing. Now, yeah. There was moments in my career that every day didn't feel like Friday because I was in it was only a couple years, but you know, every day's Friday. So
every day's Friday.
Every day's Friday.
Texting or talking?
Oh, text. Well, text, yes, but with my clients, talk.
Okay, got it. Okay, so that's cool. So think about, you know, for you, everything that you've shared today, I just want to thank you for, you know, talking about community, because community is really important. You know, I often say is you're in business by yourself, but you don't have to be alone in business, right?
Absolutely.
You're in business for yourself, but it doesn't have to, you don't have to do it alone. You can bring in community, you can bring in people that'll support you. The biggest thing that might be standing in your way in that is fear. Yeah. Is, you know, could it look bad? Do I know what I'm doing? No, you don't. Look, I don't know what I'm doing every day in business, right? That's why I have cheat sheets and playbooks. And that's why I have systems in place, binders of everything. Because
just be willing to learn and go from there.
Absolutely. And so I like that. I like your no fluff approach to things, Misty. And so if you could take one thing away, as a listener, I would say is just get into action. Just start taking action on what it is that you want for your business. Now, look, you can go find Misty anywhere on social media. She's all over. Misty Cortes. She's at mistycortes.com, and that's KORTES.com. So mistycortes.com. You can go visit her there. You can find her on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, you name it. She's out there. She's all over the place.
I'm even on the TikTok.
So you can even go, you know, look for her and learn about her community launchpad program, where she can help you launch your own community, just like she was able to help me launch my community. So, you know, make sure that you reach out to her and do that. If you like this episode, if you think people should hear exactly what we were talking about today, make sure that you subscribe so that you can learn more. You know, give us a review. What's your thoughts on this? And share it with your friends. Share it on your social media. And, you know, let's get the word out so we can help some more superheroes in heels out there. Our next episode, you want to come back to our next episode, is I'm going to be talking about the comment that I hear from women so often is, I didn't want to bother you. When I ask, why didn't you ask for some help? I didn't want to bother you. I thought you were busy. Well, we're going to dig deep onto that into the next episode. So make sure that you come back and join us here at Superheroes in Heels. I'm Kimberly Borgens. Thank you so much, Misty, for being a guest today and sharing your superpower, building community and getting into action, because it's so valuable out in the entrepreneurial space.
Thank you.
Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Superheroes in Heels with Kimberly Borgens. If you're walking away feeling a little braver, a little bolder, and a whole lot more powerful, mission accomplished. Be sure to subscribe to the show and leave a review. It helps us to reach more women who are ready to unleash their power and lead with confidence. And if you do leave a review, you might just hear your name in an upcoming episode. If today's conversation lit a fire in you, share it with your network and join us inside the Hive Society at KimberlyBorgens.com, where powerful women gather to break barriers and rise together. Until next time, keep showing up, standing strong, and heels or not, keep embracing your inner superhero.